RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is MP on the mic on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Wednesday morning, what's up? Michael Phillips here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Really excited. This is week two of our Play Chesterfield features. We're going to be in a different school each week across Chesterfield, spotlighting the best of Chesterfield County athletics. Today, we're at Thomas Dale High School. They're big. You know they got a lot of great athletes down there. And we'll start with Thomas Dale Director of Activities, Ricky Tallman. Ricky, good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you? Doing great.
Awesome. Well, I know you've got a lot cooking down there. The Battle of Chester football game, of course, is an annual highlight. Great win in that last Friday. It was right here on 910 The Fan. Tell us about all the great things that are cooking right now at Thomas Dale.
Yeah, we're really fortunate down here in Chester. Thomas Dale is a heavily supported school. The Chester community really does rally around us. Within the confines of our school, we have a positive school culture really driven by our athletics, our teams, and our amazing student-athletes. Our student section, we like to say, is the best in the 804. We call it the nightmare, and we travel to our away games. We really do a good job supporting our teams. And then there's also an educational piece with our student-athletes. We offer a student-athlete advisory committee where one of our student-athletes from each team serves on the panel, meets with me regularly, providing leadership opportunities and also giving our student-athletes a voice for being able to have an impact within their own journey as student-athletes at their time here. So really amazing things going on. We have experiential leadership or experiential learning with our landscaping class, Mr. Sheets. It's unique here at Thomas Dale. Our students help maintain all of our sports fields. And so it comes to mowing the fields, lining the fields, and they've had amazing success. We've had two times our fields have been awarded with Field of the Year, and just really awesome opportunities for our kids to be able to learn outside of the classroom and get some real-life work experience that could lead them into a career field after their time here.
I love that. Thomas Dale, things are happening down there. Ricky Tallman, Director of Activities, joining us this morning on The Fan. You want to tell us maybe what you're excited about, what you're looking forward to in these coming weeks at Thomas Dale?
Yeah, for sure. Right on the horizon, we have our back-to-school night, which happens every year. But one cool thing that we're doing this year is we're hosting an NCAA eligibility presentation for parents and student-athletes that are interested in playing at the next level. A lot of times there's an educational process when it comes to that, making sure that our parents are prepared, they have realistic expectations, and then also the differences that come into what classes actually qualify for the NCAA versus just getting into a college. And so just making sure early on in that process, our parents and our student-athletes are aware. We also have a really cool opportunity coming up on September 23rd. Our field hockey team is hosting a community night. We have a couple parents that are really pushing this, and it's going to be a carnival-like atmosphere. So we've reached out to the other Bermuda 10 area schools, and we're hoping to get a lot of our young families out supporting that night and really having a fun evening. And then right on the horizon, we have region play coming up. It's hard to believe, but the first regional sports competition we have is golf, and that's in less than a month on October 7th at Lake Chesney Golf Club. And so that really gets us into that playoff atmosphere and playoff environment. And then finally rounding out October is homecoming week. It's pushed back a little bit this year from years past, but the week of October 21st it is that big homecoming week. We host Patrick Henry in football that Friday. But, you know, I think here at Thomas Dale, what kind of rivals that big homecoming game is Powder Puff. And so we've already got some of the participants in Powder Puff talking about the seniors and juniors and seeing who's going to win that game. So that's just a really fun week. Again, really positive school culture and looking forward to that as well.
An awesome tradition for sure down at Thomas Dale. We've got the Play Chesterfield Hour every Wednesday at 10:30, and legendary Thomas Dale football coach Vic Williams is going to be one of the inductees into the Chesterfield County Sports Hall of Fame tomorrow night. So that's exciting to have Thomas Dale on the line here. Athletic Director Ricky Tallman joining us, Activities Director Ricky Tallman joining us. And you want to tell us about the two athletes we're going to get to speak to this morning?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I can't say enough about these two. We've got Draylen Waller from our football team and Maddie Sawyer from our cross-country team. You know, I can rave about them for hours here, but Draylen's fresh off of an amazing performance in the Battle of Chester, really key to us solidifying that victory. And Maddie here is she won't say it, but she's a record holder here. She holds the school record in our girls cross country. And so I'm really happy that they're here to join us. And on top of that, they're just amazing, amazing student athletes, you know, students first in the classroom, getting the job done there. And then as well, within competition.
We love to hear it. You want to start us with Draylen?
Sure. Draylen, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. Congrats on the win Friday night, two interceptions. Tell us about what makes that game unique and special when Thomas Dale plays LC Bird. We hear about it, but for the people who live it or in the community, how special is that night?
It's really like a different environment. Like every year, it's just more people are involved. It's all the kids and students come out there, and since I've been going up, that's always been the base game that I look forward to.
Chatting with Draylen Waller, Thomas Dale football team. Tell us about your team this year, and obviously getting a lot of buzz. It's obviously a very talented team every year, but what is it about this year's team that you guys feel maybe you got something special working?
After that loss last year, we didn't waste no time getting back into the weight room. And the 4 years I've been here, usually we just see each other during football and then that's it. But this year we've been talking to each other outside of football, getting together, practicing, and also just doing team activities to get better chemistry on and off the field.
Now, do I understand right, this is your last go-around here? You're a senior?
Yes, sir.
So how special is this, kind of soaking in every last moment?
It's really all flying by fast, but I'm enjoying every moment of it.
That's awesome. Draylen Waller, Thomas Dale High School football team, and what kind of goals are you guys setting for the rest of the way here?
The state championship, that's what our mind is set on, but we're taking it week by week.
I love it. Well, thank you for making a few minutes to join us today, and we'll move on to Maddie Sawyer, cross-country runner. Maddie, good morning. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great here. Excited to be showcasing Thomasdale Athletics, and I guess tell us about your journey into cross-country and running and how you've grown in the sport.
I've been running competitively for nearly 10 years, starting at the YMCA, and I've just honestly been wanting to improve my times throughout the season and the rest of my high school career with the hopes of running in the collegiate level.
That's awesome. And what year are you?
I'm year 11.
Okay, so you got two more years to go. Tell us about the cross-country team this year and what's got you excited about this group.
I'm really excited how our team is growing in size and the improvements we're making. Our coaches are very dedicated and experienced, and I'm really excited for regionals and hope that our entire team or part of our team will have the opportunity to go to state.
That'd be awesome. Maddie Sawyer joining us from Thomasdale High School, the Knights cross country and track teams. Do you have a favorite season between cross country, indoor and outdoor?
I would definitely say cross country.
Okay. Why is that?
I believe I like how our team is closer together and we're all focused on one goal of state, and we all just are focused on like one race, and afterwards our team is just super close together. We go eat, and I just enjoy our team atmosphere a lot.
I love it. Great to hear from Maddie Sawyer, Thomasdale cross country. And I know there's a ton of great running around this area, obviously Pole Green and down there in Chesterfield as well. You know, do you have a favorite course or a place you guys go during the season?
Definitely at Pole Green for the mile split invitational. It's a very fast course.
And that's everybody likes that. Thomasdale record holder Maddie Sawyer, thank you so much to all three of you for joining us this morning.
All right, thank you so much for having us.
You bet. We'll be back next week, of course, with our next Play Chesterfield School Spotlight. Fun to check in with Thomasdale High School. A lot of great things going on down there. And we mentioned it tomorrow night. I'll be down in Chesterfield, the new Perkinson Center for the Performing Arts, at the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame inaugural induction. Vic Williams, legendary football coach, on that list of inductees. It's going to be a really fun night down there. We'll tell you how that goes on Friday's program. Thanks to Play Chesterfield for making our athlete spotlight possible each week. We'll catch you next Wednesday at 10:30 with another one. We're back with more MP on the Mic right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.